In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, you could hardly help but hearing that reading of the gospel by the deacon, where St. Mark says, "You don't want Jesus showing up unannounced with you asleep. I say to you, as I'm saying to everyone," Mark writes, "stay alert, keep watch, stay awake. For when Jesus returns to this earth, he will bring with him your eternal home forever." One Sunday, right after church, Emma was riding home in the back seat of the car with her mother driving. Her mother was talking to Emma about the children's sermon that the pastor had done that morning in church, where he told the children that according to the Bible, Jesus will come back to this earth one day. Well, Emma, having remembered what the pastor said, asked her mother, "Tell me, when is he coming back?" And Emma's mother looked in the rearview mirror to see Emma in the back seat and said, "Emma, we don't know when Jesus is coming back. We simply don't know." Well, that's when Emma said, "Mommy, can't we ask Siri? Won't she know?" There was something unexpected that happened in Denver and through to Chicago and on into Ohio this past weekend. My brother-in-law was trying to get to fly from Denver to BWI Airport. It was just after Thanksgiving last week. And year after year, the same unexpected thing happened. The first snowstorm of winter hit the center of the United States. And it seems to catch cities like Denver and Chicago off guard and unprepared. Always. And this year, it hit in November. It was still November last weekend. And the snow paralyzed air traffic across the Midwest. Winter comes every year with a blast of snow out there. And yet it seems like it's always unexpected. Something that only the Father in heaven knows about. Something so significant that all of us ought to be aware of. You may say, "But I don't worry about things like that. I don't let things alarm me." Well, having heard that gospel tonight, maybe you should. The news reported it this way on the morning of July 8th this year. It was early morning, and the catastrophic flash flood in Texas Hill Country left a trail of destruction in Camp Mystic, a long-standing Christian summer camp for privileged girls, Camp Mystic. And then the article said the rapidly rising Guadalupe River, fueled by over 10 inches of rain pouring down in several hours, caught almost everyone by surprise, certainly off guard, and caused a significant loss of life and widespread damage. the floodwaters surged to an astonishing 26 feet in 45 minutes. 13-year-old Eleanor Lester said after she was rescued, "It was so scary. I was so frightened." Well, that historic, unexpected incident has raised significant questions about unpreparedness and foresight in every summer camp across the vast state of Texas. And that reminds me about the warning in the gospel this evening. It seems that so many people, perhaps some of us, are so busy trying to make everything work in their life and work on time and work according to the way we want it to work. We have so many needs and we have so many wants and we have so many cravings for things that needfulness takes control of our lives. We end up with very little time for what will become the most important thing when it happens, and that is the return of Jesus Christ, our Savior, to this world, when he will draw us close into his arms and hold us for eternity. So in this season of getting everything ready, I want you to take time. I want to encourage you to take time to get ready to be with the one who gives every one of you, as he gives me, every minute of my precious life and every breath I take and every beat my heart makes, every minute of every day. The one who truly loves you and who truly cares about you. Amen.